put out after this. I don't know what he died
with.
Okay. And if you have a ceremony at the church or the cemetery, you might say he was a very important man. Everybody turned out for his
burial. You wanna?
Okay. If somebody asks how you're feeling, and you're just sort of feeling average, really not too good, but you don't want to complain, so you might say, "Oh, I'm
feeling very well." Yeah.
Any other ways of saying that?
Fair. I feel fair.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry."
Okay. And the disease of the joints, when you get older and your joints ache, what is that disease called?
Well, some of them call it rheumatism, okay. Some of them call it arthritis.
Okay.
True name for that.
Okay, and what about a very severe sore throat with blisters inside the throat, the children choke in the night? It used to be the children just died with it whenever they caught it, just about. Now they give shots and so forth.
Well, I call your tonsils bad. Bad tonsils.
Okay, what about one that started
diphtheria?
I heard that.
Okay. That disease that makes you turn yellow.
Yeah, that's that diphtheria.
Okay, is there another one when even the eyeballs look yellow?
That's yellow jam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have to have your appendix taken out, you say, "Well, I had to go to the hospital because I had an attack of
penis trouble."
Another way you might say it besides appendix trouble, you might say an attack of
attack of my side, all I know.
Okay.
All I know, your side have to worry.
Okay. It is very severe pain. What might people have called it before they knew that it was an attack of appendicitis? Anything else? He had a terrible attack of
my stomach. My stomach kept warm all the time.
Okay. And if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, it wouldn't stay down, you say somebody had to... The food comes back up. You say you had to...
Heave up.
Okay. Heave up? What other way might you say that?
Throw up.
Okay.
For it to come back out, I've got to heave up or throw up.
The words that you might use to tell that somebody brought the news, you might say, "Oh, she'd hardly got the news, and she came right over."
Told me news.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come to see you, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you might say, "Now, if you don't come, I..."
Be disappointed.
Okay. And what about if somebody comes to the door and both of you want to say that that you're glad to see me, you might say, "Why, just any time you come, we..."
Glad to see you.
Okay. What other word besides glad might you use in that sense? If any time you come, we'll be...
You'll be appreciated.
Proud
of you.
Okay. And if you say to a child who's misbehaving, "If you do that again, I'll..."
I'll whoop you.
Okay.
And what about the word that you use when a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl? He's what, her? Maybe he's thinking about, you know, he wants to marry her. If he keeps going over to her house, you say he's what?
He's liking her. He's liking to want to marry her.
Okay.